Welcome to Short Take. Actor, musician, and director Christian Friedl was born in Magdeburg in 1979 and studied acting at the Otto Falkenberg Schule in Munich. In addition to his theater engagements in Dresden and Düsseldorf, sometimes together with his band Woods of Burnham, Christian is known for his leading roles in films such as Das Weiße Band, Elsa, and The Zone of Interest, as well as his appearances in the TV series Babylon in Berlin, Perfume, and soon season 3 of The White Lotus. We talked to Christian via video call for this interview. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Cool.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Reflective. Inspired.
Mm-hmm. Nice combination.
Yeah, but mostly busy.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I like being creative.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps most of all, making music alone or with my band, my friends.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. That's a good question. I really like amusement parks.
Oh.
Yes, I really like this adventure mm-hmm. and to face my fear in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I really, really like ice cream.
I don't think there's anything guilty about ice cream.
Yeah.
But are we talking roller coasters?
Yes, roller coasters.
Wow.
But when I was a child, I really was afraid of to face the ghosts. And I don't know the word. Is it ghost coaster or I don't
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Scary roller coaster.
Scary roller coaster. That's yeah. But it's really fun mm-hmm. to sometimes I'm so full of fear and then after a drive I'm really really a happy person. So it's a great positive energy. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Wow. Interesting. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related. It can be anything, music.
Yeah, but I have to say a film. Mm-hmm. I think the most inspiring job I've done so far was The Zone of Interest. Working with Jonathan Glazer was very inspiring. Working with Sandra Hüller was inspiring. Working with the whole Polish team was really intense and inspired. And yeah, for me, it was a next step, not only for me as an actor,
mm-hmm.
as a human being too.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty
mm-hmm.
and the ability to have a real open conversation about love, life, art. I think communication is the key. So, and even in these difficult political times, I think it's so important that we communicate on eye level.
Now we're doing a little bit of a pivot. What is your favorite food?
In German, we call it Schichtkohl.
Oh, okay.
It's a combination of potatoes, cabbage, and minced meat and curry ketchup.
What?
It sounds really crazy, but it's so delicious. It was my favorite food of my childhood.
Well, I have to try that. Before you mentioned the curry ketchup, I thought, oh, it sounds a bit like a shepherd's pie, but
I think it's maybe a combination of that.
If you weren't an actor, director, musician, what would you be?
That's a really good question. Perhaps psychologist or a teacher, maybe. I still want to understand people and tell stories about them in some way. And in my hometown, when I was a child, I had a dream to be a tram driver.
Mm-hmm.
My first dream was to be a director of a circus. But with my bike, I was the tram driver and I really like to stop and ring the bell, go on. Maybe one day for a day or for a week, I would be a tram driver in my hometown, Magdeburg. Yeah.
Now, it's going to be interesting what your answer is going to be for the next question, because no, it's just because you're a musician and obviously you have a band and you play different instruments. And a lot of people actually mention something related to music, either singing or, you know, playing an instrument. So the question is, which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Yeah, I would love to be able to play any instrument instantly just by picking it up. So that would be great. Mm-hmm. I learned for myself to play piano, and it's okay, and I can compose songs and play piano in concerts, but I'm not a great pianist. Yeah, to have the ability to play every instrument, that would be amazing.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory?
Oh, there are so many, but I have to say, next to the Zone of Interest, it was The White Ribbon, because it was my first movie, and working with Michael Haneke, that was amazing and inspiring for me. And I learned a lot as an actor. And when I was younger, I was every week, sometimes every day in the cinema, but I watched mostly entertaining movies, popcorn movies. One of my favorite movies is Matrix Part 1 or Lord of the Rings, and some fantasy and science fiction movies. It's a dream to be a part of such a movie. But then I started in the theater, and my first movie was The White Ribbon. And then I learned how important and inspiring art house cinema is. I think that was a door opener for me, for my mind and for my heart to think differently.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Solaris by Stanislaw Lem.
Okay.
Because I created my own stage version of this novel for a directing job at the Schauspiel Frankfurt in 2025. Yeah, I will direct theater piece and composing the music with my band Woods of Burnham.
Wow, great.
And I read it multiple times. So because I want to understand the vision of Stanislaw Lem and to create my own interpretation of this novel.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
When I was a child, I dreamed of being Bastian Balthasar Books and Atreo in The Neverending Story. That was a big dream that my imagination will be the reality and I'm a big hero. And now I'm interested in complex characters with strong development. There's no particularly one hero or heroine.
Yeah. Now, what is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can mention your own work as well.
I'm so curious to see the new season of The White Lotus because I'm a part of it, and it was such fun to do it.
Yeah.
But to name a series I'm not involved in, I was a really big fan of Dark. Mm-hmm. I'm eager to see what Baran Bo-Oda and Jan-Schiff Friese create next.
Okay. And because you're so busy and you're working with so many people, you're the perfect person to ask the next question.
Yeah.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I would like to name three actresses because they are not only very good friends of mine, they are really, really incredible actresses and uprising stars, I think. First of all, Liv-Lisa Fries.
Yeah.
I worked with her in Babylon Berlin, and she's now in the cinema with In Love, Hilde. And she's so talented and, a wonderful person. Then Maria Dragos, she's also a great actress, and we worked together in The White Ribbon, and she's really incredibly unique, I think so. And Leonie Benesch, because I also worked with her in The White Ribbon, and I was so fascinated when she came back from theater school in London, and she was such a strong, honest actress, and she was absolutely wonderful in The Teacher's Lounge. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see her new movie, September 5, I think is the name. But there are so many.
True.
This is so difficult, and apologize to every actor and actresses I forgot.
And I know it's a tough question, but that's exactly why we ask it, because for, you know, our listeners, it's even harder to get a feel for the talent that's out there. And funnily enough, Maria and Leonie were both on the podcast as well, and they both hold the record for shortest answers ever, which is really funny. Both of them, actually. I think Maria is actually beating Leonie, but...
Great. That's, I have to listen.
Yeah, but it's great. You know, she knows what she wants to say, and that's all we need.
Yes, absolutely.
Now we're doing a little pivot again. What do you like most about yourself?
My curiosity about people and the world around me, to stay open-minded. That's, I think, it's really, really important.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I can be quite hard on myself, because always wanting to perfect things and to create a perfection, and sometimes I'm too hard.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Missing out some quiet time recently. Life and the life's pace got a bit too fast, and I could have slowed down to recharge. So I like working, and my work is my life, and it doesn't feel like work. So, but of course, that means I'm thinking about all the new projects and challenges almost 24 hours a day.
Yeah, a little breathing space.
A breathing space is so important. Yeah.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Next to ice cream. Maybe a well-brewed cup of coffee in the morning. So that's a good start.
That's true. Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
Dreams can be true. You just have to be optimistic and believe in it.
And we're at the last question.
Oh my God, so fast.
I know. And obviously, a little bit tricky for you as, well, maybe not tricky for you as an actor.
Yeah.
Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
It's a smart question. I think it's really a smart question. And I can't name an actor, but I think maybe a young actor who's interested to transform himself, who likes to transform himself, who likes music and art, who is a musician maybe, and maybe who likes to gain and lose weight.
Ooh, okay.
Because I did it for many projects. And
that's not easy.
If you want to make a series about all these different projects, then because I like to transform myself, and for the Zone of Interest, it was the last project I gain and lose weight in a very short time. So my body is a little bit out of control, but this was always, even when I was younger, it was always a thing in my life to find what's the right body. That's a really interesting question, and I have no answer.
Okay.
Yet.
Well, we'll keep our ears open. Maybe there will be someone at some time.
Yeah.
All right, and that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.